Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about the purple marten. It is the largest and least abundant of the five species of swallow that breed here. Its scientific name is Progne supis. In Greek mythology, Procne, the daughter of Pandion, was transformed into a swallow by the gods. Supis is Latin for an unknown bird that breaks eagle's eggs. The purple marten's song is a wonderful liquid blending of chitters, whistles, and clicks. Males greet the morning with their dawn song. Robust swallows, almost as large as robins, purple martens fly with a flap and sail technique, along with a beautiful circular soaring pattern. Males are entirely a striking iridescent deep purple to blue-black. Females and juveniles sport the dark iridescent back, but are otherwise grayish with white bellies. As with other swallows, their bodies are streamlined and they have forked tails. Purple martens are migratory birds that spend spring and summer here and overwinter in South America. They usually begin arriving in April and stay until early September. Unlike their scientific name suggests, purple martens do not break eagles' eggs. They catch most of their food on the wing. Their diet includes wasps, bees, dragonflies, and butterflies. Purple martens prefer to forage over open fields and meadows near water, sometimes flying so high they go out of sight. Traditionally, purple martens nested in abandoned woodpecker holes or other tree cavities in grass and leaf-lined nests. Comfortable near humans, they also use holes in buildings, on docks, and bridges. Lack of large trees, especially snags, in which purple martens can nest, has dramatically reduced local populations. In 1977, only 168 breeding pairs of purple martens were reported in Oregon. Dedicated volunteers and professionals have installed and maintained thousands of nest boxes and gourds in western Oregon to encourage the birds, and the population is beginning to make a comeback. Purple martens nest singly or in colonies, although they will not use the apartment-style houses popular with their cousins who live east of the Rockies. Like most Westerners, they prefer more space and single-family housing. They will nest in multiple boxes or gourds mounted on poles as long as they cannot see their neighbors' front doors. Breeding begins in May or early June. Females incubate a clutch of up to 8 plain white eggs for about 18 days. Both parents feed and tend the young, which fledge about a month after hatching. Fledglings return to the nest to roost, and the following year return to the same nest site to breed. Ongoing human development, along with the loss of high-quality wetlands, continues to claim purple marten habitat. Purple martens are also being displaced by introduced species, such as European starlings and house sparrows. To encourage purple martens and enjoy their gregarious company and beautiful voices, install nest boxes or gourds. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature. Thank you.